World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, we like to blame the devil whenever anything goes wrong, doesn't it? Y'all hearing me out there? Let me put my glasses on. Boy, have I got a story. I ought to write a book. I'm in someplace in Florida at a beautiful, not a beautiful, but an Airbnb. Chad's over there. My wife's over there. Me. It has been, folks, you believe in a spirit of confusion? We love to do this. We love to say, well, that devil's after you. It's just that old devil. But I'm telling you, It's almost like real what's happened to us in the last, Chad's trying to adjust me here. Yeah, oh, I got you. Trent, what's happened on this journey in the last 20 hours is, I'm telling you, is unbelievable. I lost my computer. I'm in somewhere in, what's that airport? Orlando Airport, which Orlando Airport's like, it's like a different world. It's unbelievable. So we went back, tried to find that. Rental car. Are you ready for this one? We rented a rental car and made it about 5 miles, and we had to take it back. Had something wrong with it. And that's where. And so we take it back, and we get another car, and that's where somehow in that exchange, I lost my computer. We drove back last night to find our computer again, and my wife wandered off. I'm telling you, I've never in my life never had anything like it. I was in the airport in Orlando, and she was in the airport in Orlando, and I had no idea where she was, and she had no idea where I was. That's the truth. And luckily, we found each other. Hey, we're going to do communion here. It's all good. I'm not praising the devil. I don't want you to think that, because we have a tendency to say that. But I'm telling you something. There's something really, really abnormal going on with where we are here. So bear with me. I'm on my cell phone. Chad's over there on his cell phone. No, I'm sorry. That's long. That's wrong. I'm on my wife's cell phone because I couldn't log on to my own program on my cell phone. I did play that yesterday, didn't I? A couple of days ago or whatever. So this is going to be, we're going to take a communion here in a second. I want you to know that this is going to be the ultimate flea flicker Friday. Because I have basically nothing prepared to do because I couldn't get anything to work here. So this, it's going to be an open phone. We try to get on the internet here. Right up here on the wall is the internet code, and it doesn't work. We tried to get in last night with a code they give you to get into the door, and it wouldn't work. I'm just telling you, man. I think it's real. I think it's real. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Betty's down here. Brett's down here. A couple others are down here. Well, we haven't seen them. We got in last night. Okay, Coach, quit whining and complaining. Here's what I want you to do. If you have something for the good of the group, get ready. If you listen, if you have a link, a video, something like that that you would like to show, just put it in the chat, and then Spencer can grab it from the chat. Does that work okay, Spence? If we do it that way, because I slept better than I've ever slept in my life last night. Crazy. In the midst of all this, wow. I believe the devil's real. I believe the devil's real. Say, oh, Coach, he's just trying to see. First of all, the devil cannot prevent anything of the Lord's will to be done. The devil can't stop it, but he can sure make it miserable, can he? And man, oh man, has he made it miserable. Michelle and I were separated last night at the airport. She went, I'm making this up. She went down the elevator. I don't even know how to say this. Oh, nobody on the elevator. Michelle went down the elevator by herself to the floor below me. I'm not making this up. And it was 10 minutes before she realized I wasn't with her. There wasn't anybody else around. I'm still up at the top at the elevator. My wife is someplace, and she doesn't even know where she is, and I don't know where she is. It was a spirit of confusion like I ain't never, ever seen. I'm not blaming her. I said, honey, at what point did you realize I wasn't with you? It was just you. At what point did you say, golly, didn't my husband come with me here? Jeez. So anyway, a lot of good stuff to talk about. The fires, what's going on in the fires out there? Huh? Boy, is there any place, careful what you say, coach. Because remember, rain falls on the just and the unjust. And all of us deserve. We all deserve what we see going on in California. But is there any place that deserves the wrath of God more than California? Not the individuals. Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Is there a reshaping of American politics going on right in front of us? I saw that girl, Anna Kasparian, whatever it is, of the three monks or the three stooges or whatever that is, the most liberal, I think, program on the internet. She was railing, Anna Kasparian, I think it is. She was railing against California, the liberal government. How can they let this happen? What a crazy time. Okay, look, I'm going to shut up here for a minute. Thank you, Joe, for joining us here today. I'm sorry I'm so disarrayed. This is really good. I can see my wife. She's sitting right over there, so we're not lost anymore. At least we're back in the same place. And Joe, go ahead and lead us in community. And by the way, again, folks, if you got something that you think is good for the group on this Open Phone Friday or this Flea Flicker Friday, just put it in the chat, and then you can reference it when you come in. Hey, say, hey, coach. Hey, Spencer, go down there under my name and click on that and play. We'll be able to do that. Okay, so this will be a show like we've never done. Come on in, Joe, and I appreciate you being there, bud. Think how far apart Joe and I are. I'm as far east as you can get, and he's as far west as you can get. And it's like we're instantaneously talking to each other. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Oh, Coach, did you text me yesterday?
I think I did. I texted you yesterday and said, you doing okay, man? Because
I checked, and it was a new number. And I forgot to confirm it was you before I answered. Then afterwards I said, please confirm your old number just to make sure it is you.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it.
It's good. I'm glad it was you.
I'm not mad at you. Don't suck on my thumb and people don't get back to me.
I know. But we need to have a chat offline sometime. A lot of things are happening here.
Okay.
California is about to become a new state.
I believe it is too, Joe. That's what I'm saying. There's certainly a political realignment coming. That these rich people.
Actually, the head of the alignment is from my hometown, the spearhead, and he had an hour chat with President Trump last month. So it's about to happen, I think.
Amen. That's right. So
West Virginia,
folks. Folks, those were million-dollar homes that burnt like grass huts. And I don't know if you know this or not, people lived in those million-dollar homes, and they're pissed that this could happen. So there's a realignment coming. Go ahead, Joe. Let's do communion.
And the fire hydrants have no water in them.
No hydrants in the fire. No hydrants. But everybody's got their own pronouns out there, at least. At least they got that taken care of.
Not in this town. But
87 different genders and no water in the hydrants. That's California.
I've been starting to call it Commifornia a little bit, but I think we're going to get back to reality soon.
I believe God's
anyway. So good morning, everybody. The reading today I'm starting is Galatians 2:16-21. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
Amen.
For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live,
Amen.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Pretty profound, baby. Simple but profound, huh?
Yeah. Like John 3:16. You just can't really understand that. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
In other words, huh? You can keep all the rules and regulations, and if it's not under the blood of Jesus, it don't matter. And you can be under the blood of Jesus, and, well, I'm going to start a fight. Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning from all across this great and wonderful country you've created, and on this, and you've helped us create a covenant nation to you that has forgot its covenant. A nation that's forgotten its roots and its standards, and the very institution of family is being attacked ruthlessly. But it is waking us up, Lord. The country is waking up. And I believe many of us are coming to realize that the stolen election of 4 years ago is perhaps the only way that the country could have woken up. And so many prayed against what was happening, and that was good that they were praying, because we probably hadn't prayed like that in our generation. So we are starting to recognize that your way is truly different than our way, and to let your will be done and not what we think is best, Lord, because we can only see what's right in front of us, and we don't always see that. And you see the beginning of the parade, the middle of the parade, and the end of the parade, and you know where it needs to go. Only you are out of time, standing from looking from outside time unto us, and know which is the best path. So we repent for having thought we knew what was best, Lord, and trying to tell you what to do. We want you, your will to be done, Lord, in our lives and in our families' lives and in our jobs or our businesses or our retirements and with our country, because you know what is best, and we can only plan or react, but our plans can fall apart in a minute. So we humble ourselves, we surrender to you, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us our sins and transgressions as we're taking communion here. And we ask that you be with all those affected by the fires in Los Angeles, no matter what their ideology or beliefs are, Lord. Be with them, help them, keep their lives safe. Help them to find shelter, and let there be water in fire hydrants, Lord, where it should be. Let not the incompetence or perhaps the planned lack of water prevail. Let the water be where it needs to be to save homes and to save lives. But most importantly, Lord, please save the lives, and please expose, bring to light, spotlight the truth, Lord, if there is any nefarious activities behind these fires. Let that truth come out quickly, robustly, and let justice be done if it's nefarious. And we don't want the heat in Southern California and Los Angeles to take our eyes and hearts off of the cold that so many are experiencing in North Carolina who still do not have real shelter and heat and lives back after the hurricanes. Don't let our focus be moved for what needs to be rebuilt and fixed and the lives that need to be saved and helped there. And it's funny how the enemy works cold in one part and heat in the other. But we ask you, Lord, that we continue to be reminded that we are your ambassadors. And I so often catch myself when something's not going the way that's expected or of not having the attitude I should have. And I should remember WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would he do here where I am now in the situation I'm in? And I have a feeling it's almost always something different than my instincts and or my first reaction is. So I have a long way to go. We all here probably have a long way to go. But it's a good thing if you're on a path that you need to change and learn. That means you're going to be changing and learning and going in a good direction and having fruit. So, Lord, we ask that you take us cleansed into your sight as we take this communion, because that's what we're instructed to do. And we bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ that was shed for us so many years ago. And we are so grateful that we worship the only true God, the God that gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may not perish but should have everlasting life. We are so grateful. Amen. Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, look, I'm going to open it up here in a second, but I got something. Holy Spirit, I never say this to you guys. I never say this, okay? I don't want to be like some guy, "Lord just spoke to me." But the Lord just spoke to me as Joe was praying. Holy Spirit said this to me. Fire and water. As Joe was praying, I think fire and water. He said, "Yeah, the elements, fire and water." He said the water in North Carolina represents the new flood of the Holy Spirit that's rolling in down through the Bible country, down through there. And what does the fire represent? Fire represents judgment. Judgment. All that wickedness out on the left coast, we laugh about it, right? And the Holy Spirit says, look at the elements. Look at the elements. There's an upheaval coming, man. Flood of the Holy Spirit. You understand that, right? That the Holy Spirit, water represents the Holy Spirit. Fire represents the judgment of God. And isn't it amazing? On the coasts, we're seeing the judgment of God and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit beyond what we can ever imagine. Take that and do what you want to do with it, whatever.
Coach, man, just as you said that, not only the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but out in California, the lack of the Holy Spirit. There is no Holy Spirit. There is no water.
No water. Dale, no water. I mean, one, hey, Dale, yet there's water everywhere, isn't there? The ocean's right there. There's all kinds of water. They don't value the water, see? They didn't value it. They didn't store it. They wanted to take care of the smelt and the fish and all that green stuff, all that out there. And look at what's going on in the Carolinas. The flood of the Holy Spirit's coming, baby. Amen. Amen. Chad left me someplace. Open phone Friday. This is what it is. Who's first up this morning?
I'm interested in what Joe was talking about. California, he said he knew some things.
Joe, you want to give us a little fill in, or also our dear buddy Jeff is out there as well. What is it from your perspective?
I can tell you a bit of what's going on. It isn't in the newspapers, and it isn't. Not a lot of people know about it, but there's been for over 6 years now a real solid effort to create a new state. And it's not the old State of Jefferson movement that actually had some legs a few years back. This is something new. It's called the New California State. And they want to do it the same way that West Virginia was created during the Civil War. And it would take a cooperating president in the White House to make it happen. And funny thing, the gentleman who is at the tip of the spear on this, he was called by President Trump about 3 weeks ago for an hour, not for 2 minutes, but for an hour. And we believe it's imminent so it won't be Canada being the 51st, it's probably California. We're getting contacts from a lot of other states like Illinois and that have been in contact, and movements are happening in many states where there's a huge divergence from the capital or big cities and the rest of the state. And here in California, they finally decided that it sort of became evident to them. They looked at a map and they did use population density. And there's three little islands, the most of the Bay Area, Sacramento, and about 80% of it, Los Angeles County, are going to remain old California, and the rest is going to be new California. So it likes three little blue islands and the rest in a hugely red state. And some people involved in this movement or this foundation building were in, I think, Santa Clara County, and they got the election results, the tapes from those that were thrown away in the garbage from the machines. And some of the precincts, Kamala had zero votes. This is in Silicon Valley, everybody. It's the heart of Silicon Valley. Zero votes. Some she had 5 votes. She did not win those counties. She lost hugely. You couldn't have lost bigger. But those machines don't always tell the truth. In fact, they probably tell the truth about twice a day, like a broken watch. The rest of the time, it's lost.
Joe, I get that. Let me ask this, Joe. They got tents for those billionaires? Are they bringing in little pup tents for those billionaires out there right now?
That isn't the part that's burning down.
So then are they hauling in RVs out there trying to help those people? Somehow I think that those people in California, they're gonna expect a different response from the government, aren't they, than what those poor old hill jacks down there in North Carolina?
This is where the fires are, or where a lot of the entertainment
actors and actresses,
actors, actresses, producers, directors, and also sports personalities are
Genesis living where of transgenderism and all that wickedness and Hollywood and Disney and all that. Wow, folks, if you can't see judgment of some sort, I don't know what to tell you.
What about the synagogue scaring me?
There's a lot of real solid good brothers and sisters down there that are real Christians, and because it's a lot of people, you can have 10 million people with 9 million being not saved, but that doesn't mean there's still not a lot of saved people there.
The rain falls on the just and the unjust, and we're in the mess that we're in because the church has decided not to engage. So what did the Lord do? He brought a little bit of judgment, a little bit of fire, and we'll see how the church is going to respond to it, right? Now, we've all seen this. We've seen how the government has responded to Christian people in the floodwaters. Let's see what kind of reaction that he has to the devil's kids out there in fire hell, if you know what I'm talking about. And look, I know there are good people in California. I know there are. I know there are good Bible believers in California. I understand that. I understand that. But for the most part, the church is taking its hand off of the culture. And the Lord's just getting our attention again. That's all. Joe, thanks. I want to move on.
There's one thing I got to say.
Okay.
When they have meetings, this group, they start and close every meeting with prayer. Every meeting with prayer.
Amen.
Now tell me any other political movement that does that. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I was following this when I was living in Denmark online, but now I'm actually going to the meetings, and it's pretty amazing. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Right, thanks, Joe. Who's up, Joe Allen, you say?
Yeah, let's not forget, like, what happened in Maui. There's a town that happened here in North California. Paradise. The whole town burned up.
Yeah, Paradise.
What has come of that? That's it.
Amen. Julie, come on in, Julie.
Good morning. Yeah. Just think about all those people in California that said, I'm leaving if Trump gets, you know, president. Well, they left, and guess what happened? Their houses were
good point, man. Yeah, good point. Gino.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I don't want to change the thinking because I think God is judging, but are they doing this to cover up evidence of their past?
Joe, you know, I've heard that too, Joe. I'm sorry, Gino. Folks, what he's talking about. If a real investigation ever took place in California into Pizzagate and child trafficking and all that stuff, is this an attempt to destroy evidence? Now, there may be some of that, Gino, but you know what I think? Those rich billionaires, they don't want their houses destroyed to destroy evidence. I understand that, what you're saying, but ain't nothing hidden is not going to be revealed anyway. Good thought, Gene.
They won't be able to cover it all up.
Nope, they won't. Nope. Alan Zeifer, come on in, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Coach. You know what's kind of crazy?
Am I going to see you today, Alan?
I'm going to try to swing over there, Coach. I got a lot going on, though, man, but I'll see what I can do.
That's all right, man. Don't kill yourself.
You're 90 miles from me, bro, so it's not like you're real close. You're about 90 miles. Anyway, what's so weird, me and my wife are watching all this stuff, you know, on those fires last night, and I cannot believe, I've been around some forest fires down here. We have controlled burning here in Florida, but those rascals out there, I can't believe how many trees and bushes are still there sitting there with leaves on them, and there's a daggum house melted to the ground. I can't figure that out, Coach. I can't figure that out.
Hey, Spencer, somebody out there, while we're talking right now, Google or find the video of the unidentified flying object that was seen covering that whole area and then disappeared. It's on, folks, it's on the internet. It's somebody took a home video up while the fires were going on, some type of cloud scene. They caught it. So somebody Google that while we're doing this and see if you can find it and then show it to everybody. Go ahead, Alan.
So, Coach, what's kind of weird is, you know, in the book Revelation, it said that, you know, don't harm the trees and the grass, you know, tear everything else up. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is weird, man. It is weird for sure. Hey, look, somebody's good. It's up on the screen, folks. This is not made up. Watch this. Wow. What is this white thing that goes across the sky? Go ahead.
It's down at the bottom.
Down at the bottom. Down at the very bottom. Do it again, Chad. Clear down at the bottom. Hard for me to see on my phone. You see it, folks?
Yeah, it's clear today.
What the heck is that?
Some kind of craft, for sure.
They wouldn't do that, would they? They wouldn't do anything like that to us. No.
Nothing to see.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. Move on. Somebody else, come on.
Coach, you said, I don't know if you said or not, but I guess Hunter Biden, his house just happened to burn down to the ground, too, I guess.
I saw that. Isn't that something? I wonder if there's any evidence there at Hunter Biden's house, right? So listen, Spencer, I sent you today just something to be kind of good for the – look, I ain't doom and gloom. I'm not a doom and gloom guy, okay? But this is powerful, though, because here's what it is. Remember we talked about it last week, that the whole world groaneth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole earth groaneth for God's people to show up. And this is just kind of real quick. Put it at 1.5 speed. This is a real – from Ricky Lee Skaggs. You guys know Ricky Lee Skaggs? Huh? I think that's who it is. I could be screwed up. No, it's not him. It's it doesn't matter. Go ahead and play it.
Larry Gatlin.
A while ago, I mistakenly said you were going to sing with the Whites, and you didn't, but I think you're really going through this time.
We really are now.
We're going to sing with me.
Well, I just want to say I've done 4 or 5 of these now. I've done the Diners, and I've done the Country Family Reunion, and we've done some gospel-type things, and we did the couples thing, which was precious, you know. But I got to say, this is a whole nother level. God's really breathing on this. And this is serious. Our world is lost. And I've had people say, Skaggs, you're just so heavenly minded. You're no earthly good down here. And I said, well, son, my mind had better be in heaven. Because that's the only place I'm going to be any earthly good, is to have my mind and my heart in heaven. And because we're the only hope. It's Christ in us is the only hope this world has. Jesus left it to us to be the church and to show his love and to show his forgiveness and his mercy and his salvation. And if they don't see it through us, we're missing something really, really bad. And all the things that's happened in this, the last 40 years. I mean, I'm 61 now, but this has happened on our watch, the church's watch. And we're the strongest, most powerful entity in the whole earth is the church, the body of Christ. And we know by reading the scriptures that these things will come. But we have a voice, we have authority, we have power that we have not taken because of political correctness and because we don't want to be some old religious zealot, you know. But I'm telling you, the world is waiting to see us stand up and be who God called us to be. And on the wings of a dove.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, amen.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
The sign from above.
Wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, well, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. God sent down his love on the wings of a dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove,
He sends his pure, sweet love.
The sign from above. The
sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
Okay, you can cut it. You can cut it, right? You know, I'm just sitting there as I'm listening to this. Do you realize, well, Lord help us, how we have stolen from our children a Christian heritage? Think about how Christianity is blocked from your local school district, how Christianity is blocked from your local government, that the true second-class citizens in America, they're not black people, they're not women. Christianity is the most censored, golly, right? How is it that a nation of Christians, probably 60%, they say 60%, 60% of the population, used to be 80, Christians, and the will and the focus of the Christian population not allowed to be expressed in public? That's where we are, friends. That's exactly where we are. And so God's given us what we wanted, huh? So yeah, go ahead, man. Huh? Gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And we're seeing it going on everywhere we look. And man, what if God's doing something in our midst? Somebody else ready? Huh? Roger Weaver. Go ahead, Roger. Chad's got me covered over here, so I can do it, Spencer. Thank you. Go ahead, Roger.
I think what we need to remember, too, is I think Trump was out there 3 months ago and was concerned, saying some things to the government. A number of firefighters have come out and kind of like whistleblowers saying, we knew this was just a tinderbox waiting to go.
Yep.
And I think, you know, evil works in different ways. You know, the evil could be their resistance to protecting it, their resistance to clean up some brush. You know what I'm saying? It may not necessarily be the evil with the horns on it working around doing it. It may just be their refusal to deal with the situation. Now the consequences are coming hard. You know, we don't want to clean up brush and whatever because we don't want the little squirrels to die. Well, they're all dead now. So, you know, I think this was waning to happen. I don't know if evil started it, arsonist started it, or consequence started it, but it started. There ain't no doubt about that.
But with us, this Roger, the salt has certainly lost its savor. Although Joe's telling us that there's revival coming, right?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, look, even billionaires, when they're everything they owned is laying in a pile, they're going to call out to something more than the almighty dollar, I tell you that.
And I think, you know, oftentimes, and I think scripture supports this, our growth as a person, as a family, maybe even as a nation, comes during difficult times. It draws us to him. And that is probably what may be going on here. These calamities, we're going to sink low enough that someone's going to wake up and say, we need Jesus.
You think so?
Sooner than later, I hope.
Yep, not even allowed to talk about in schools.
Well, huh? See, Dave, I think, and you've raised this up before, name me one thing, in the public, in the government school system that supports and supports our Christian faith. I can't think of one. They're even screwing up math. You know, I can't think of one aspect of government education that supports you as a Christian parent, what you're trying to do on Sunday once a week. That's not there.
So Roger, not just a Roger out there, what would God's judgment look like?
Well, Dave, you can't rule out fire, baby. You can't
fire and brimstone, floods.
You can't rule out fire.
Amen. It's unbelievable. The environmentalists, where are all those environmentalists now? And so these people who've lost everything, and you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that all the fire insurance, homeowner's insurance was canceled 3 months ago. State Farm, billions of dollars. They told people no more fire insurance. What the heck's that about?
Is that foreshadowing?
Was that the Chad says, is that foreshadowing? What is it? I don't know. Open line. Come on in.
Yeah, Dave and Sherry.
Dave and Sherry. Come on, Dave.
Morning, everyone. Roger, I think you just answered your own question and you hit the nail right on the head. What parents are trying to do once a week, take a kid, they need to do it 7 days a week. That's the problem. We've been doing church once a week. We need to start doing it 7 days a week. What?
Amen. Amen. But it was, hang on, Jeff, I'll get you here in a second. It was one of the founders, Ben Franklin, could be wrong. One of them said, to educate a child and not educate him in morals is to educate a menace to society. I think it's Teddy Roosevelt. To educate a child and not to educate him in morals is to educate a menace to society. Huh? Look around, man. Huh? Look around. Some of them in your house, maybe. Hey, just kidding. Not stepping on any toes. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Yeah, I met in Reno my brother-in-law and my sister. And her husband's name is Wayne. And he mentioned, well, he lives in San Francisco, and they bought a residence in Reno, Nevada. And he says, I've lost my fire insurance. Seems like the whole state has lost fire insurance.
Thanks. What's that all about, huh? The heck is that all about? You do know this, don't you? insurance state are broke. Can I tell you something else? There ain't no money in Social Security. Ain't never been any since Al Gore said he was going to put it in a lockbox and didn't put it in a lockbox. So those of you who are trusting on Social Security and government being there to take, I'm sorry. Sorry, there ain't no money there.
Boom.
And what we're seeing, well, we're seeing some of the props knocked out from under, aren't we? Look, hey, I'm still Mr. Optimistic. Don't get me wrong. I think this is all good. I feel bad for the people that it happened to, and we want to help support them and all that stuff. But, baby, rain falls on the just and the unjust, and judgment is falling in America.
Well, Coach, you know, they always talk about Social Security, but they never run out of money for welfare. They never run out of money for welfare. They never run one ad saying, we're not going to be able to pay welfare checks next month if you don't get out here and vote. They never say that.
They're always
scaring you with the Social Security. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I wonder why that is, right? Wonder why that is. And, of course, the way Social Security was originally set up, it was supposed to be put into an account where it drew interest. And then was it Al Gore during that time? When did they take the Social Security lockbox, as Al Gore said, and just make it part of the budget? So when you pay your Social Security and they take that money out of your check, it doesn't go into an account, folks. Ain't no Social Security account. It comes right out of the general budget. They send it to the Ukraine. They send it to wherever the hell. They send it to Israel. They do whatever they want to do with it. You ain't got no money and no lockbox. And that baby's coming home. You can bet yourself that's coming home. Who wants to get in here, Chad? Anybody? Somebody get in here, man. I'm riding solo. Hey, Al Zeifer, come on now.
Coach, that State Farm, I'd like to hear Dale Socia. He'd know better than me. But that State Farm stuck at the folk back in Katrina. I remember I went out and bought a Polaroid because there were so many pictures I wanted to take during that fiasco. But there was a couple big, huge signs that people made out of plywood. It said, screw you too, State Farm. State Farm been screwing people for 20 years, Coach.
Amen. Amen. Well, that kingdom's coming down as well, isn't it, folks? It's coming down. Hey, here's the good news. They'll just raise your rates so you can pay for it, right? They'll just raise your rates. That's the way this thing works. No. Folks, I'm sorry. Your retirement account isn't locked away in some lockbox strong. No. Your retirement account, well, it's invested in State Farm and Allstate and Nationwide. It's your money that's burning out there, folks. It's all your money. And so this Ponzi scheme that we've all been living under since Franklin Delano Roosevelt came, and then Lyndon Johnson brought in the Great Society. And ever since he brought in the Great Society, society's gotten worse, hasn't it? So you reap what you sow. These are all biblical principles at work right in front of us. And what they're hoping is we don't understand. We don't read the Bible, so we don't get that part of it.
David,
Dave Allison, come on, or Sherry. At least your hand is still up, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, hi, good morning.
Morning, Sherry.
Blessings.
Jack.
Yeah, just when Joe was talking there, I just got a big chuckle because 25, 27 years ago, we did this in Maine. There was a huge move to split Maine in half, new Maine and old Maine. And it got out of hand because every time we had a meeting and more people showed up, they kept moving the line further and further south. It ended up, like Joe was talking, with a circle around the three major liberal cities, Portland, Lewiston, Auburn, and Augusta, ended up with a circle. Everybody else wanted to leave. And then it got even more out of hand because the folks from New Brunswick, Canada showed up and said, look, why don't we just secede from the Union, form our own country, and forget all these idiots? It got crazy. So it just shows you that there are no blue states. There are only blue cities.
Hey, well, Jack, think about this. Say what you want to. Folks, what's the significance of Trudeau resigning? What? Resigning. Fidel Castro's son. Biological son.
And no elections until
March. So
no with Zuckerberg.
2 months. It'll happen.
So Canada has a guy in office who isn't running it. And America has a guy in office who isn't running it. Who the hell is running it? Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's possible that this Canadian thing happened around the same time that this California thing happened? And they're talking about forming states or different state bodies out of these two areas that just happen to coincidentally have these things going on.
Coach. I know, Mark.
Accidental purpose.
Oh, my. Back to that thing again. Hey, Sat, right? Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. But again, I come back to that line that I learned from Flip Benham. God has more disaster than the federal government has relief. And that's where we are. And you know what's really
what
sad?
Timing?
What timing? What timing? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Chad sent you a video he wants to play there. Vince, can you maybe pull that thing up here real quick? I haven't seen it, so if it's bunch of porn, it's Chad's fault. All right. Okay. Anybody want to come in while we're getting that ready to go? Somebody got a hand up?
No.
Well, somebody come on in. It's Flea Flicker Friday.
I'll jump in real quick. Thanks, Ray, and the Wisconsin team for coming down. Amanda reached out. She don't have any tree work, but she's looking. Okay, the same weekend y'all are coming to town, a guy named Pastor Jim with the ministry is setting up in Batcave with a bunch of machines, and they're going to do a bunch of tree work. Okay, at the same time, I'll probably be driving an RV down on that weekend and dropping off with Amanda. Okay, so I'll probably see Ray and team while I'm dropping off. We have the ability to go work at Batcave and do some tree work, you know, so there's some things there that I just wanted to throw out that's in motion. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. And by the way, I think Amanda's been listening quite regularly to the show. So Amanda, if you want to pipe in at all of what we can do or how we can help you down there, sweetheart, please do that. I don't know if she's in here today. I'm not trying to put her on the spot, but look, we're just catching stuff through the media, right? We don't really know. We don't know what's going on. Okay. Get that video for Chad. Get that up there.
Here's some of the people talking to God, and I remember there was a woman, you know, blonde hair, and God was talking to her. He said, I'm not judging you for what you put on Facebook, but I'm judging you on how everybody else received it. 300,000 people were led astray by one of her Facebook posts. And he said their blood was on her hands. And out of nowhere, he said, the ball for me. And I'm talking about, I couldn't express how powerful his words were. It's as if he said, the ball for me, and everything shook. And she was like, she was set with great force. And the port opened up. She was going, and it was closed. And like, ah! entire screen was so late, it terrified me. People, adultery, fornication, so many different things that I could actually hear, and people in front of me were terrified, and I could.
Okay, I guess that's it. Okay.
I guess we froze up there, huh? Hey, man, I'm looking. I'm looking for something to throw up there. Somebody,
well, coach,
in.
Coach, no. The moral of that video was that we're accountable for the things we say, with things we share, and what others believe that we say and share. That's what he's saying. That God held those people accountable. That one particular person, but others also. So the thing is like, if we're sharing something and later on we find out it's wrong, it's our obligation to go and find and make that correct and make that publicly correction one way or the other. So whatever we say, we need, again, we're going to be accountable, what the Lord says, for our idle words. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Oh, I think I lost Coach there, but folks.
It's okay. All right. Craig Mickle, come on in, buddy.
I was just going to point out a fact about yesterday's funeral at the National Cathedral, which is set with the Masonic cornerstone. What we're seeing, we probably don't see really realize what we're seeing.
Hey, Craig, hang on a second. Folks, you know that Christian Jimmy Carter's funeral yesterday, they played Imagine by John Lennon. Imagine there's no heaven. Wonder if a Christian Jimmy Carter's funeral yesterday, they played the song Imagine. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, yeah, we're summoning the dark side. So what the Pope has been doing over his knocking on the doors, you're inviting evil into your land. You know, and the Lord cares about the land, and that's one of the things about why, you know, the exile happened in Babylon was, as he took them out, he says, I'm going to give the land its rest. And, you know, this whole thing, and so I was looking at, you know, Andrew Young was there. He gave, he kind of finalized the last statements, and Andrew Young is part of the Prince Hall Freemasonry. I sent Coach an article about it, but, you know, it doesn't seem that Dr. King ever became one, although on his way from Memphis, he was supposed to be initiated, or they were at least going to try and initiate him in the Masonic Prince Hall Masons there. And the thing is deception is so darkness and light, tries to bump right up against light. And it's hard to understand sometimes what you're seeing, because so many things are said that you think, well, gosh, I know those verses, but it's the undertone underneath it. And so we're coming up into this, and just think, okay, what came out in November that this country has embraced in the world? Wicked. Well, who made wicked? Okay. People are watching that. Okay. People are digesting that.
You're talking about the movie Wicked. The movie
I'm talking
Wicked.
About the movie Wicked. Okay. And how prevalent that is. And they're inviting this into their home. And they think that God's going to sit from the throne room of heaven and look down and see these types of things, and you're going to associate yourself with that. I believe part of this is the judgment. It's the beginning of judgment against our nation. And the question I have is, you know, I think, you know, if the people in Los Angeles were to go to pray to God, they'd be taking their yoga mats out to the beach. They wouldn't be calling on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who Jesus Christ indwelled in human flesh.
Amen.
So we got to be very, very careful about, you know, people are calling out to God. Well, which God are you talking about?
That's right.
When you start to narrow them down, it is not the God of the Holy Bible and scriptures.
Amen. Born again, Jimmy Carter. Can you imagine that? Born at his funeral. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say, hey, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Hope someday you'll join us in the world. One.
But that was
Who's got their hand up out there?
And it was a Catholic mass.
Well, the other thing was, you saw that the Marine Guard there fall out, and the funeral was there. Okay, so that's like rule one. don't lock your knees. You'll be able to do that. This is, I think some of this is like, it's going to showing that our military itself is crumbling. It's falling. This is another thing. It's like the things that we're seeing is going to, it's going to be a coagulation of all of this seismic things that are going on. Not just seismic, but all of the, anyway, go ahead, Randy. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's get Randy in there.
Coach, we need to do a show on covenant sometime and teach it. And just, we need to understand what covenant really is, Coach. But I'll just make this point. Coach, when the Puritans gathered their wealth and they were running from the Vatican and the Protestant, after the Protestant Reformation, they got here to this country, to this continent, and they established a covenant with God. They made a covenant. God covenanted with them over this land, okay, 1620, maybe even before that, but we know since 1620. So, Coach, God has had the right ever since to bring judgment as he needs to, as the land is necessary to cleanse the land and to do things. This is nothing unbiblical. It's all, you can study the Old Testament and see God's hand and how he covered his own covenant land, Israel. Then it's doing the same thing with this nation, with this continent. So it's nothing, we should not be surprised here, Coach. God is a covenant God. In Christ, we have a covenant with him only in Christ. And anybody that won't acknowledge that, they're outside of that covenant. And when the rain falls on the just and the unjust, Coach, the just, they come through it with blessings. The unjust are kicking against the pricks. They are fighting the will of God. They are they're kicking against God, and they get cursed. That's how it plays out, Coach. So we have to understand covenant is God. God puts himself into covenant so we can have relationships, so we can rule over the land with righteousness and justice. And whenever you're not in covenant with God, it doesn't look like that. So as we, the sons of God, Coach, you were speaking it and saying it, and Ricky Skaggs even understands it a little bit. When we start seeing who we are in Christ as a nation, we will start taking back the land. And if you want to call that dominion, you want to call it obedience, whatever we put on it, that's what it's going to look like. This is God's ground, Coach.
Amen. The devil went down to Georgia because he's looking for a soul to steal. Who's next, Chad? What'd you say?
Joel, Big Joe.
Big Joe, go.
Yeah, you can tell there by watching that funeral, there's a big rift going on there in Camelot in D.C. Uh-huh. You see how they were acting with one another. Michelle Obama, Big Mike didn't show up.
Yep. They don't like each other. It's all good, man. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Nothing hidden will not be revealed. I got a minute left here. Minute and a half left. Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I think there's other avenues that good things are happening, and sometimes we just don't recognize it. Right. I had the opportunity to attend a meeting, Karina and I, along with Joe Heal and his wife, Alicia, where Gina Porter spoke about what she's now doing. And let me just read a letter if we have time, Coach.
You got a minute.
Okay. In a letter, she says, I just spoke to the National Association of Christian Lawmakers on the subject of life and had the opportunity to talk to state leaders about the Child Protection Act to protect children from grooming with a civil penalty so that if there is grooming, a lawsuit is looming. I came back with a clipboard full of state legislators from 16 interested in the bill and federal lawsuit against the Abortion Until Birth Ballot Initiative, which we intend to file with the help of Andy Shapley. He's the son of
Phyllis
Eagle Fort, Phyllis Shapley, yes. Please pray as these efforts move forward. We have much in store for 2025, including a national campaign to bring America back to life. It's a project I've been working on for more than 20 years, and I believe it'll be the tipping point to end abortion. No kidding. I'll talk more about this effort as we move the hearts of America and fuel our federal heartbeat bill in Washington in the weeks and months ahead. We will also continue to reach the lost and disciple nations with a second season of our sitcom, What's a Girl to Do? Check that out, whatsagirltodo.com.
Glenn, we got to run, man. I got to run.
Right.
You can stay right
there.
A lot
of good stuff going on. We don't always see it.
Keep fighting, man. Keep fighting. See you on Monday, folks.
And we're clear.